Continuing with our discussion of Agomel, and the last halacha in this siman in Shulchan Aruch says like this: Hani arba lav davka. These four are not the only ones. It's not only these four. Adin l'mishna salones. If something happened miraculous to you, like kigon shenafal alav kotel, a wall fell down on you, o shenitzol midrisat shoni gichotav. You were walking on the street and a bull went wild and started goring everyone, and you were right there in front of it and it ignored you and it went for other people. Or shamad lav be'ir ariel tofo, or a lion escaped from the zoo and it started chasing you and then decided it has something else to do with its life. Or if thieves came to a person's house and you realize that if thieves walked into your house, then you were in danger. V'nitzol mehem, and you got out safely. So I'm not sure that thieves are worse than people who have Molotov cocktails and rocks and you're on a bus. V'echol kayotze ve'elu kulam tzichim nevrech ha-gomel. In all these examples, they all have to make ha-gomel. They all have to make ha-gomel. So that's part one. But then the Shulchan Aruch adds a part two. V'yesh omrim, but some say shen mevachin ha-gomel ela ha-ne'ar ba'adavka, that the institution was only over these four, because these four are common: going to sea, going to prison, going to in ancient times, going to prison was common. The lord of your manor could put you in prison. The king could put you in prison. There were people who had power to imprison others, and you could have been a good Jew minding your own business. Didn't mean you weren't going to prison. Jews in Russia went to prison. I mean, our history is that Jews spent time in prison. It had nothing to do with whether they behaved or not, and their lives were endangered by it. So these four are the most common, and so they instituted a blessing over them. But if says the Mishnah Brura, Umi sha'alach baderech, turning to Mr. Pinsky, afilu shelovim kom sakana, you went down a path, even if there was no, it wasn't a dangerous path, uvao alav listim lo'ogo v'nitzol, and bandits came, they wanted to kill him, and he made it out alive, lechuli alman v'ech b'kata gomel, then everyone agrees, that in that instance you make a gomel. So you want to argue, but it's not a makom sakana. So I know, say there. So I'll read you what the Shaar HaTzion writes. He says, even according to the first opinion, the only reason they didn't obligate you if you didn't go through a desert is because they wanted you to go to a place where it was common that there'd be a danger. But if you're going down a path where there's no danger, so then they didn't obligate a bracha. But if in this time that you went down the path, a danger erupted, then that's cool. Everyone agrees. That's cool. You went to Makom Sakana. Everyone agrees on that. So it sounds like it's not a Makom. It's not that Chazal said, by definition, you went in this place, you're Chayav, but rather you experienced. You went to a place where you experienced a certain danger, either because the bandits showed up this time, or because the place by nature invites bandits. So either way, you make a blessing of a gomel. So again, there is this opinion, and so the Mechaber ends off with, it would be a good idea to make a gomel without saying Hashem's name, and the Mishnah Brewer points out that that's not our custom. Our custom is that we make a gomel, like the first opinion quoted here, over any danger we encountered, and it doesn't matter if it was one of these four or not, our custom is to go with that. And that's what we've seen. What's interesting is that very often people get anesthesia, they get put under. A woman will have, a man will have an operation where they put him under. A woman will have an operation, and they don't think that they have to say a gomel, and it would seem that they do. Years ago, when I was a kid, there was this thing that was happening, that people were not waking up from being put under for their operations. It was, I don't know if you remember this, and there was like an epidemic in New York where people were being put under and not coming back. This happened, I mean, we're talking about 25 years ago. But at that time, people started realizing, hey, this idea of having a doctor put you under and then come back, it's not so simple. It's not so obvious it's going to work. And many opinions hold that any operation where they put you under, you have to make a gomel afterwards. And we view it as any circumstance of danger, a person should make a gomel. And that's why it seems obvious to me that you guys that were on this bus, from what I'm hearing from you, it was serious rocks that were thrown at the bus. I was on a bus where they threw rocks, and it felt like a pebble. It wasn't like the rest of the... What happened was I was on a bus, and I was heading towards Chizmeh, and I get an SMS from someone, maybe you. I was just on a bus that got hit by rocks. What should I do? It was someone who was new to the yeshiva. This goes back about 2 years ago. So I wrote back, call the mokade. And then I called the mokade and I said, okay, this is what happened. And I told the people on the bus, we're the bus behind them. I just got an SMS from the bus in front of us that's like 3 minutes ahead of us that they got hit by rocks. It's very probable that we'll get hit by rocks. Let's pull down the curtains. So we pulled down the curtains, and then I saw him. I saw this Arab standing there with rocks.
Make eye contact.
Well, I saw him. He didn't see me. So I was asking myself, there was a guy sitting like right with me with a gun. Should we shoot him? But he was so far away that he couldn't really do anything serious to the bus. That's what I'm saying. When so much so that he threw rocks and they hit the bus, and no one even noticed it except for me, who saw the rocks coming. Like I was watching him. So in my case, that wasn't any danger. But in your case, from what I understand, you guys got really hit. Yeah.
Do bus drivers get paid extra in Israel compared to other countries?
Don't know. I don't know. So at any rate, it seems right to make a gomel.